Now let me move on down. Verse 5. Beloved, thou doest faithfully whatever thou doest to the brethren and to strangers. Now, this man here, Gaius, was evidently one of the children of John. I'm sure that is the thing that is true. And his conduct conformed to his doctrine. And it's marvelous when that takes place, you see. Now, he goes on to say here in verse 5, he commends Gaius from here on through verse 8 for having received and entertained the true teachers of the word. Let me draw the contrast. 2 John, the apostle warns against receiving false teachers. Now, 3 John, he encourages the believers to receive the true brethren. And just because you've been deceived and stung for a while, may I say to you that that ought not to keep you from receiving the true brethren today. Now, you may have been deceived. I received letters like that also. And one lady who really supports our program in a very wonderful way, she's down on the church. And I found out recently why she's down on the church. Well, she went to a couple of churches. She's a very aggressive person herself, and she happens to be a widow. And the pastors at these two churches made a pass at her. She is a very attractive person, and they made a pass at her. And believe me, that turned her off, and she has nothing to do. Well, frankly, I have urged her to get in a good Bible church where there are real men of God that won't be doing that sort of thing, I can assure her. That which is false or that in which you've been taken in, and many of us have been, and many of us have been disappointed and deceived by false brethren, don't let that deter us from supporting and giving our support to that which is, we believe, of the Lord today. Now, this woman gives support just to radio. Well, I think she's wrong. I don't think she's wrong in supporting radio. Don't misunderstand me. But I do feel that one or two sour experiences ought not to sour you against the church at all, because many deceivers, John told us in the last epistle, have gone out in the world. And why not be like Gaius? Exercise a little spiritual discernment and don't support anything. And that includes a church and a radio, until you are sure that this is of God, that the word of God is being given out, and that they love the brethren, and that they don't love the sistren too much. That's the thing that apparently this party encountered.